Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh my gosh. Hello, honeys. Welcome to Natchbute, this re-release Best of Butte episode of Natchbute. Thank you for being here. I am your host, Jackie J. The year is almost over. As you're hearing this, I think we have 1 or 2 days left of 2021. A year that honestly was going to be exciting just based on the title, 2021. My favorite number, one of them is 21. My birthday is the 21st. So I was excited about 21. It sounded cool. And this year was challenging and some good things happened, but it was pretty rough. Let's just be honest. It was pretty rough. But we are reminiscing today. We are reminiscing on the past Natchbute catalog. And I wanted to just start this episode with a little intro and say, first of all, thank you for all of your feedback on the pregnancy episode. I was honestly blown away by the feedback, in a good way. I even had somebody tell me that it was one of the best podcast episodes they've ever heard. And this is a person who I know, who is in my family, who I'll be honest, was terrified that they actually heard this episode. If you listen to it, you know it was extremely personal. For example, I talk about how all my asshole hair has grown back due to my prenatal vitamins and hormones. That's something that I don't really discuss with family members, but I do share it over the internet with strangers, and that is the millennial complexity that we all love. However, I appreciate the feedback. I got several emails from y'all. I believe I answered them all. I want to say to Shayna, you sent me an email, and I responded, and the email bounced back. So I believe, since you contacted me through the Nashville website, you put a wrong email address. So I just wanted Shayna to know I'm not being an asshole. I did respond, and I appreciate your email. Please check that email, and I'll write you back. If anybody sent me a DM about the episode, I just want to say, someday I perhaps will get into why I am so triggered by DMs. I've had some trauma in my life go over in that area. Deep trauma. So I hate DMs. And if you sent me a DM, I might not have gotten it. I might not have seen it. I actually have a person go into my account and clear them out for me. So I might not have seen it. And I'm just sharing that because I don't want anybody out there to think I'm a dick. If you send me a long, heartfelt DM and I don't respond and it says I saw it, you got to email me. I know it's old school, but you just got to email me. If you really, truly want to guarantee that I'm going to see something, Jackie@Natchbute.com. You can also go to Natchbute.com and hit the contact button and send me a message through there. I'm not going to see your DM. So I might see it. I might not. That's all I got to say because I got so much wonderful feedback from this episode that I don't want anybody's information to get lost. So just know that. Thank you for everyone that recommended a maternity underwear. I even had a friend send me some maternity underwear because she heard me on this episode and said, I have something for you. I haven't tried it yet because my house has toxic mold in it and I'm not allowed to go to it. That's another story. But I'm going to investigate this underwear and get back to y'all at some point. Basically, what I have gathered is that you are either an over-the-bump gal or an under-the-bump gal. So your underwear is either going to ride right under your bump or it's going to go completely over it because you just can't wear anything slicing through your bump. I don't know which gal I am yet. Am I an under? Am I an over? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about maternity leggings. I like leggings, but I don't like leggings a lot. So I don't know if I'm going to be one of those maternity legging gals. And if I'm not, what's the alternative? maternity sweatpants that go up to my nipples. I don't know. Again, this is a journey that I am on. Just to update everybody, the baby looks good. I just saw him this week, and he was just sitting there today. Last time I saw him, he was partying, like jumping around, kicking. And I was like, why is he so still now? And the doctor was like, well, he doesn't have as much room anymore because now the womb is tighter around him, so he doesn't have as much room to like really party. And I made a joke about Tillicum the whale, saying like, oh, sort of like the whales at SeaWorld, how they're stuck in their pool and they get depressed and they can't. And that's not a joke about whales, obviously. I will never give my money to SeaWorld. Let's just be there. Let's get that out there, okay? And also, I sobbed during that movie, and obviously I'm an animal activist. So I wasn't joking about Tillicum and his situation. I was joking that my baby was like a trapped whale, right? And the doctor did not laugh. And this is a new doctor, because my OB that I love doesn't deliver babies, so I had to get a new doctor. And I walked out of the appointment, and I was like, Ben, she hates me. And Ben said, you know, Jackie, not everyone has to think you're funny. And that's true. This is the plight of being the class clown, being the kid that's insecure, that needs everybody to laugh at them. I'm sure she's a great, capable doctor, but she just doesn't think I'm funny. And I had a hard time with that. But it's fine. I'm processing it. She's great. So it's been a couple weeks of hectic information happening in my life. We had ourselves a moldy little Christmas. Just to recap. Briefly, we bought a house this summer after a long, painful house hunting process. Anyone out there who has purchased a home in the past year, year and a half knows that the market is a nightmare and it's difficult. And the LA market is one of the worst, I would say. So we finally got a house and it's a beautiful home, but it is a home built in the 1950s and it is a very original house. There are many elements in the house that are still in the house from when it was built in the 50s. And that's kind of, again, the millennial plight. We're all trying to get into the housing market, and the only way we can is to buy older homes that have not been renovated. And then we go, well, we're tough. We're going to renovate them ourselves. Take this into our own hands. So, because the only bathtub in our home, it's a two-bedroom home, the only bathtub in our home has scales in it. It is disgusting. It is a bathtub, I'm pretty sure, from the 50s. So a lot has gone down in that bathtub. I can only imagine all the humans and babies and everybody's been in that tub, you know? So I was like, I don't have a bathtub. I need a tub. My baby's going to need a bathtub. So we said, okay, we're going to just take this bathtub out, put in a new one. It'll be easy. It'll be breezy. They found toxic mold in the wall. Yeah, yeah. And I'm pregnant. I can't be breathing in no toxic mold. Obviously, nobody should. So they basically were like, get the fuck out, get the fuck out. We left the house, and then they had to test the mold. It's the holiday season. You can't just call 1-800-MOLD and have somebody come over that minute. That's a whole process. So they swabbed it out, toxic mold. Then they had to remove the mold, and then they have to wait a few days, and they have to test again, and then you have to wait for that test to come back. So we have not been in our home for weeks now, and it's sort of like Mary and Joseph looking for a place to lie. That's what my past few weeks have been. So we've been fine. Luckily, I'm staying at my friend's house who's out of town. It's been lovely. But we were dealing with the mold. Then Ben had surgery, which we're not really going to talk about. It's minor. It wasn't a big deal. It was outpatient, but he's still been recovering from that. We're trying not to get COVID during this crazy time because I'm pregnant. I'm not trying to get COVID right now. I'm vaxxed, I'm boosted, and I'm avoiding all human beings because I don't want to get COVID while pregnant. So there's been a lot going on in the Jacksters universe. So I said, you know what? Let's do a re-release, hon. Let's do a re-release for my final episode of 2021. And out of all my damn episodes, which one am I going to re-release? I thought about this and I decided I'm going to re-release the interview with Lena Metcalf, dermatology physician assistant to the stars and over 30 niche influencers. I picked this episode for several reasons. Number one, we always have comedians on here. And I thought, you know what? It's about time we have somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, an actual medical professional. But Lena can hang. She's hilarious, rolls with my jokes. which is why when I met her, we clicked so well. Also, Lena was pregnant when she did this episode. So she gives some pregnant skincare advice, which I feel I could reuse right now. And again, after listening to my pregnancy episode, a lot of y'all are pregnant too right now. So I thought, you know what? We should revisit this. And also, it was a two-parter that was released at the end of 2018, and it is a holiday spirity ep. So again, the timing worked out. It is great. Now, since this interview, Lena has moved to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And when she told me about this, I was heartbroken because you know how it is when you find somebody that you trust with your face and they leave you. But I'm very happy for her. She's thriving there. And a lot of the honeys have actually gone to see Lena in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So the honeys will find you wherever you go. Let that be a lesson to anyone. When I was in Delaware last summer, I almost drove to see her, but I didn't have a car. And I figured if I asked my mother-in-law if I could drive her Acura 2.5 hours to get Botox, that might seem a little unhinged, especially during a pandemic. So I didn't do it. But Lena, I will see you again someday. Perhaps you will be able to give me my post-baby glow in about a year, year and a half. Who knows? But I'm happy that some of the honeys have found Lena in Pennsylvania. She got a flood of honeys that went to see her in LA after this episode. She is an absolute queen. I trust her implicitly with my face. She is only getting more and more skilled as the days go on. If you follow her on Instagram at Lena Met Derm, you will see. And you know what? This is also kind of a fun way for me to reminisce on the days of filler and Botox, since it's going to be a while since I can get any facial treatments done for myself. I miss Lena. The honeys love her. Please enjoy this episode, and please enjoy the high audio quality of my former studio back in the good old days with this lovely interview with Lena Metcalf. And I will just take this opportunity to say Happy New Year to all of the honeys out there, all of your families, all of your loved ones. I don't know what you're going to be doing for New Year's. I'm going to be sitting on my damn ass at home. And that's lovely. And I recommend all of you do that as well. We got to be safe out there. So thank you for listening to Nat Spew, and get excited for 2022, all of the fun we're going to have on Nat Spew. As you probably have gathered, I've really tried to start focusing on the roots of the show, which is the comedy, interviewing comedians, interviewing my friends, really having fun on Nat Spew. And the brand owner interviews, I have been very few and far between. I really am trying to just make this show funny and fun. So hopefully the honeys are on board with that. And I've really enjoyed this year, and there's going to be lots to come. So please enjoy this interview and have a great new year.
Oh, yeah. Rocking around the Christmas cream at the Nat Spew party hop. Sheet masks are hung where you can see every honey dress and stuff. Christmas cream, let your natural spirit bring. Later we'll have some vegan pumpkin pie and we'll do some derma rolling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck your face with cream, oh golly, rocking around the natural.
Welcome to Nat Spew. Welcome to Nat Spew. Welcome to December. Welcome, ho, 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 everybody. Get excited for December. I can't believe it's the end of the year, but that's okay. That's okay. It's great. We love the passage of time. Welcome to Nashville. This is your host, Jackie Johnson, the Queen of Creams, your host with the most serums. Get excited because we have now entered winter wellness. That is what I'm calling my December exciting guests, all about wellness. In here in this studio, we usually just have a bunch of idiots in here yapping our gums about products. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're talking about. But guess what? Today, I have a very educated guest. Y'all have been coming at me hard saying, can we get somebody in here that knows about skin and dermatology and actually knows what they're talking about? We want to know about filler. We want to know about acne. We want to know about peels. We want to know about skin. Honey, you're welcome. I've come through. Let me tell you a little about my guest here. She is a PAC. We will find out what that means in a second. She works here in Los Angeles at Facile Dermatology and Boutique. They have two locations. One is in West Hollywood. One is in Pasadena. And they're open on Saturdays. And she knows all things cosmetic dermatology, treatments, fillers, injectables. And if we're being honest, she has injected me, which we will talk about. She's a damn genius, the only person I trust with this sacred face. And Lena Metcalf is here. Welcome to Natch Butte.
Thank you so
much. And you've
much.
Never been on a pod.
No, this is my first time. So excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. In LA, we say it's like getting a jury summons. It's like, oh, another podcast. So
no.
The fact that you haven't been on one yet, you're probably very happy to be here.
I am so excited. Thank you.
Thank you. We have so much to talk about.
Yes.
I just want to start by saying we've talked about this because I met you at Facile when I mm-hmm. came in to check out the new store, and mm-hmm. we just clicked, and I just instantly felt comfortable with you, and we discussed facial treatments and things. And this is what really made me know that I can trust you. You handed me the mirror. I don't know if you remember this, the day we met, that beautiful day.
I do.
You
clearly.
Handed me the mirror, and I was just about to go off on myself. I was just about to go, I hate this about myself. This bothers me. And you go, what's your favorite thing about yourself? And I was like, wow, this is a different experience. Because I've had some, as I've told you, I've had some bad experiences.
Yes.
With laser treatment mm-hmm. places and offices and whatnot. And you're just so... You're all about natural, subtle refreshings of the skin and,
yes.
and what makes you feel your best. And I started saying I hate my crow's feet, and you said, you look youthful and happy with your crow's feet. I'm not touching those. And I was like, wow, she's not out for my money. She's actually wanting to do some good and help me. So
yes.
I'm so happy you're here.
Oh,
and
thank you.
We have so much to discuss.
So much.
So let's start.
Awesome.
Let's start with... What does it mean to be a PA-C?
So,
for someone
weird...
who barely graduated undergrad with a fucking communications degree, what does that mean?
So, physician assistant certified. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's not what I assume the C stood for.
I know. It's kind of weird. But the reason they do it is because when you're a student, it's PA-S for student. And then once you pass your boards, they change it to a C.
So it's fancier to have the C.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want anybody touching your face unless they have the C.
Got it.
That being said, a lot of people just list their name as PA. There's no way they could be practicing without the C. So that's what that means.
So if you were to go somewhere where there is a teaching hospital or a teaching situation...
Uh-huh.
Those PAs might have a dash S.
Yes.
Because I got my... when I got my Paragard inserted...
Oh, geez.
There was
yeah,
literally eight people watching.
Really? Oh, no.
Well, there was
like
a good amount.
Like a baby. But...
It was really... We're not here to talk about that.
No.
But you know what? I was all about everybody learning.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes, many times.
Well, there you go. Now I know who to call if I ever have any issues.
Oh, God. No, no,
I'll
no.
FaceTime you.
Not my forte.
I'll just,
please, no.
You open the phone and you're, oh, my
no.
God. Okay. You're, I'll leave.
No,
you're
no,
off
no,
the hook.
No.
You're off the hook.
No,
I won't do that to you. Okay. And I'm just curious for myself, what is the training like to be a physician assistant compared to a nurse or an actual doctor?
Yeah. So it's basically like a med school model. Mm-hmm. So it's when doctors go to med school before they graduate, and then they go to residency, but it's cramped. crammed into 2 years of grad school. So you do your typical undergrad where you just do a bunch of courses that really don't matter, like bio and chem. Some of it matters, but then you move on to get your master's degree. And those 2 years are just like med school crammed. And you take three really like 1 to 3 major exams a week. So it's really intense. And then you go on to do like your clinical rotation. It's very like med school based. But the difference is it's 2 years rather than 4 years. And then once you graduate, you don't have to do a residency like a doctor does. They have residencies available for PAs, but you're not required to do that. So the whole reason behind creating the profession was to get more healthcare providers out with less schooling, right, essentially. So there was like a shortage, especially in primary care, although a lot of us are specializing now in like dermatology, like I do. And the difference is, so a doctor can own their own practice. They're like the last man standing. Whereas a PA, you work under a supervising physician at all times. They don't have to be on site necessarily, but you can't really own your own practice or be the last man standing. An RN or a nurse does typically 4 years of schooling, 2 to 4. So they have a bachelor's degree. They can go on to become a nurse practitioner, which is essentially the same thing as a PA.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But they have more of like a nursing school background rather than a med school background. So that's really the only difference. But as a nurse or an RN, you can't diagnose or write prescriptions. You just take orders, essentially.
And you can.
Yes.
Excellent. And yeah. What did you study in school? So you said you have a master's, technically?
Yeah. Yeah. So undergrad, I did an accelerated PA program because I knew straight out of high school what I wanted to do. So undergrad, I got a bachelor's in health science.
Cute.
And then grad school was just, it was called PA studies. So they just geared it for that.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
And thank you for doing that. We need less people trying to audition for commercials in this town. So I appreciate that a lot.
I love it. It's a great profession. So anybody looking into it, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And could you, if you wanted, eventually go for the full doc?
A doctor?
Yeah.
They have like maybe 1 or 2 bridge programs in the country. So if I wanted to, I could. It's just, I have no reason to.
Yeah, you're happy where you're at.
I'm really happy.
I love it. Well, listen, you're very good at what you do.
Thank you.
I guess we should just get into the mug, baby.
Stuff.
Yeah. So Lena knows what she's talking about. She's seen it all.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess I love where you work, Facile. Like I said, it's a dermatology and boutique.
Yes.
And one of the reasons, like, I was actually told by a really beautiful actress friend about Facile.
Oh, really? Huh.
About 2 weeks before I got an email saying, hey, we are opening a new store. Do you want to come say hi? I was like, what?
So funny.
So I click on the website. The website is chic. And one of the things I really like about it is you can click per concern. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, my skin's breaking out, or oh, I'm having some dark spots or whatever. And you can click and then look at all the different treatments available and come in for a consult, whatever. But I say we just start going down the list and we chat, baby.
Let's do it.
So let's start with something I get emailed about constantly. Acne.
Same.
Acne, 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 baby, acne. Now, I think you know this, but I am a recovering acne patient. I did 2 rounds of Accutane in my mid to early
20s. Yeah.
So acne isn't a huge issue for me anymore while I'm in my mid 30s. Yeah.
Your skin looks amazing.
Thank you. Accutane changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
But I get a lot of emails about hormonal acne. It's such, I know because I've been there myself, it is the hard egg to crack.
It is.
So
really is.
You probably can't give us like a definitive this is what's causing it answer, but let's talk cures of hormonal acne.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do?
So there's no such thing, unfortunately, as a cure for acne. Even Accutane doesn't count necessarily as a cure because, as you know, you've done 2 rounds and then typically we'll put someone on like a topical version of Accutane, which is a retinoid, when they're finished with it. When it comes to hormonal acne in particular, we know that what's causing it is not necessarily that your hormones are out of whack. It's just that we all have androgens, which are male hormones, and then the female hormones. The male hormones, you become sensitive to them, and so that's why usually you'll break out in what we call like the beard distribution.
That's where all my zits were.
Yep, mm-hmm. Because that's where all those androgen receptors are. And one way you can quote unquote cure it or manage it is by taking a pill. So there's two options. You can either do a birth control pill, which for some people isn't a great option because of the side effects. And that works by increasing the female level of hormones. And then in turn, that kind of brings down the androgens or the male hormones.
So would you say that's an off-label use for birth control?
They actually have a few brands that are on-label now.
Because I remember
for acne,
in 2003 when I got on birth control for the first time, uh-huh. You know, college experimenting, there was ortho-tricycline low and all the commercials were like, have your face clear while you fuck. And it was like this whole thing. And so I was like, oh, they just happened to probably notice it cleared acne and they're just putting that on there so people think, oh.
Yeah. You know. So, well, that one is actually approved for acne.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I don't know when that happened,
right.
But it is. So that's one of my go-tos. But it's usually not, honestly, my first choice when it comes to the two options of pills just because it's got more side effects than the alternative.
I mean, which, you know, birth control's no joke.
Yeah, no, it's not. That being said, no pill is any
yes, no
joke.
Pill
Every
is no
pill
joke.
Has,
yes.
Exactly.
Every pill is
Every
no
pill
joke.
Has side effects,
yes.
But I do prefer, personally, everybody has their own practicing style, but there's a pill called spironolactone, which is not a birth control pill, which is what I was on before I got pregnant, and that was really working for me, and it's like a godsend for
A
women.
Lot of my honeys are on that because mm-hmm. I've seen it on my Facebook group.
Yeah, it's
And so
amazing.
What is that? Is this a semi-new thing? Because I wasn't offered this when I did Accutane.
It's an old, old medication, but we discovered that it works really well for female acne because men taking it were developing what we call gynecomastia. They were developing breast tissue and we're like, oh my God, what's happening? And it was actually used for like blood pressure, heart things.
So once again, an off-label use.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a diuretic pill. So this one's still off-label, but dermatologists prescribe it all the time. So they were like, what's happening here? And then they realized, oh, the spironolactone is blocking those male hormones, the androgens, without having to take a hormone, which is what birth control pills are. So you're not ingesting a hormone. You're just taking a hormone blocker, essentially. So fewer side effects, but you do have to deal with the diuretic side effects. But we do really low doses. So it's very, very safe and it works like a charm. So that's usually my preference, unless somebody wants to go on birth control for that reason, too.
And I know you're not an acupuncturist or a holistic, you know, practitioner, but if somebody didn't want to take medicines, do you have any ideas?
Of course, yes. So topical retinoids are kind of like a mainstay for all types of acne, whether it's hormonal or not. So that's usually where I go. I always ask my patients, like, how do you feel about taking a pill? If you're not comfortable, okay, let's not go there. I don't want to push you into that. Let's try this first. The topicals aren't quite as effective for hormonal acne, but they can work. So when I say retinoid, there's like a million different types out there. There's the over-the-counter ones. They're usually 2 week for acne. And then there's the prescription ones. And we'll talk about your skin type. And then I'll send whichever one sounds like it'll be the best for you.
Do I need a retinoid?
Everybody needs a
okay,
retinoid.
Okay, I'm going to need a script.
Okay.
Well, it's crazy. Is when I finished my first round of Accutane, my dermatologist, Dr. Rebecca Fitzgerald,
oh,
do you know her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't met her personally,
she's
but
been
she's
on Oprah.
Well-respected
yes.
in the
so
community.
So
yeah,
she, her, great. Actually, her PA,
uh-huh.
Julie Gray, who has since left the practice,
oh, yeah.
did both rounds of my Accutane, and I owe her my entire life. I was going out on auditions, HD cameras don't play. Yeah. It was like really,
no.
It was really, really, and I had never had acne, so it was like, Adam, I'll show you a photo, and I'll put one on Nashby.com. It was really upsetting, and she helped me, and it was amazing. So
That's
shout
awesome.
Out to all the PAs out there, change the world. But Dr. Fitzgerald saw me in the elevator on the way up, and she goes, God, you look fantastic. She was like, we need to get you on a retinoid right now. She goes, it's anti-aging. You won't regret it. And guess what? I didn't use it.
Oh, no. Well, you know
so
what?
So now I'm like, what would have happened? Would I look like a baby right now if I had?
You look like a baby
Thank
already.
You.
So no harm done.
Yes.
But at this point, since you've been so good with your acne, you could probably get away with an over-the-counter one.
Right.
So.
Well, I want the good good.
You want the good
I want
good.
That good good. Come on, don't play with me,
stuff.
Lena. Yes, I'm not trying to get no damn Differ in jail, okay?
I love Differ.
Oh, good.
It's good stuff.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Women in our 30s, I got a lot of questions. A lot of women or people in their 30s are getting acne.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's like, what is going on? You know?
I know, it's so weird.
Is there anything specific you could recommend for that? Or are you still saying the same stuff?
Kind of the same stuff. It's unfortunate in this day and age, we don't have a ton of new developments for acne. It's a lot of the same old stuff. So women in their 30s, typically it is hormonal. And so either a pill to work on the hormones or a retinoid or both together. There's also other prescriptions out there that are anti-inflammatory, like Axone is a good one. But it's interesting. I was talking to my supervising physician, Dr. Samolaitis, our co-CEO of Facile, and she's been
it's a woman-ran practice. Yes, love it.
We love it. And she's been in derm forever, and we were talking, and she was saying that she's been seeing more adult female acne patients lately, and it wasn't always that way, so we don't really know what's going on in the U.S. or maybe it's global, I don't know, but
right.
it seems like more women are developing adult acne, so, and it seems like it's trending that way, so something's
ain't
going
it great
on.
To be a gal?
Yeah.
Ain't it great? We don't have enough damn problems, okay? The damn
For
patriarchy.
Real.
Well, that's it. So, there's some treatment options listed on the website, like peels and lasers.
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
let's get into that.
Yep, the fun stuff.
So let's talk peels, baby.
Yes.
What are the benefits of a peel? And I'm specifically mm-hmm. referring to the type you do. And tell us what that is. Because I know
yeah.
peel is a pretty broad term now. And you can
yes.
buy peels at Sephora.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get them. There's some crazy YouTubes of people doing them at home. And their whole face goes up in smoke.
And,
which I don't recommend to anybody. But just tell us a little bit about peels.
Yeah, so chemical peels, like you said, there's a million different types out there, and literally every you can get them like over the counter, you can get them done at a medical office, and even the medical offices all have different types, so they range. It really depends on the ingredients being used and how strong those ingredients are. There's different levels of chemical peels. You like, for example, the ones we do, I love the Sensi peel by PCA. It's super mild, so it's really good for people who are just starting out with chemical peels, want like a refreshing of their skin. So what it does is it peels off just that top dead layer of skin off, and you don't peel like in sheets or like a snake. It's just like a flaking, if anything, but you'll notice your skin glowing more. And then for acne prone people, it's just going to help to open things up. That being said, some people will have a little more of a breakout after their first couple peels because it's bringing out the gunk, and that can cause acne. So that's the first type of peel we do, and then it goes up from there. So we have chemical peels that are a bit stronger with an ingredient called TCA in it, and that just gives you even more of that shedding and takes off more layers of the dead skin. And then you can also do more specific peels, like peels for pigmentation. So people with sunspots or melasma, we can do peels that really help to lift up the pigment. And those types of peels usually have things like hydroquinone or kojic acid, things that are going to bleach or lighten the skin. Not it's not like a legitimate bleaching, but
yeah,
it just
it's not like pouring Clorox on your black t-shirt, right?
No, exactly. It's a gradual thing.
Which, who doesn't love a tie-dye moment?
No, don't want that tip for your skin. No. But yeah.
But you mean like lightening darker
exactly,
spots. Right.
Yeah. It usually takes a series to see a good result. Some people will see a result after one. But yeah, that's basically chemical peels wrap summed up.
And how often can you do them, or should you do them? And should you not do them in the summer?
Yeah, so once a month is generally what I recommend, if depending on your goals.
Okay, sure.
So if you, like, for example, want to clear up your acne mm-hmm. faster, go ahead and do it once a month until your acne's clear, which should take anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 months, depending on what regimen you're on.
And you think it won't come back after that?
No, you have to be on something like a retinoid to maintain,
right.
because that's preventative. But it's something that's going to speed up the process for you. So once you're clear, then you can do it for maintenance. months, maybe like once or twice a year. And then, so same thing, it's really based on what your goals are and like what your skin issue is.
For Jackie J, so yeah. I did a chemical peel last year,
uh-huh.
and it was a friend of mine recommended it. It was like a med spa place, a nurse did it.
Mm-hmm.
She did, I want to say, 6 layers.
Okay, yeah.
Because I told her I'm tough and my skin can handle it. And she couldn't believe. She was like, from 1 to 5, what's your pain level? I said 0.
Wow.
So she kept putting layers. My skin broke out.
Oh, no.
Like I was a horny teenager humping my boyfriend listening to Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I haven't had acne like that since before my Accutane treatment.
Oh,
like,
that sucks.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't think it did anything.
You
but
didn't
now,
get anything out of it.
No, huh? It just, but now hearing that, you say I need to do more because what I want is I have a little discoloration right mm-hmm. on my chin and I just want that gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I honestly feel like it might have made it worse.
It can't.
Because
so,
I don't know if it was maybe I didn't do enough sun protection mm-hmm, afterwards or mm-hmm. I don't know.
Anytime, so with lasers, chemical peels, things like that that cause inflammation to the skin, if you're prone to hyperpigmentation, anytime you cause inflammation in the skin, it can worsen it.
Yeah.
And so
I think it definitely
really,
made it worse.
Oh, that stinks. So
what
you
do I do, Lena? Can you fix it? Damn peel? I mean, damn. If we do one, we have to film it and show the honeys.
Yes.
We could do a Facebook Live or something.
Yeah, we'd have to do one specifically targeted for pigment. Same thing. Like some people
I
want to
do my chest.
That'd be cool.
I feel like
we can do the chest.
Do you see this? Look at my tits. You see this?
I see one little mole from where I'm sitting. But...
I'm just starting to feel like I'm getting like a...
That
just...
Do you put sunscreen on your neck?
You better believe
chest,
it!
Everything?
But,
okay, good.
But I used to go tanning the tanning beds in my friggin' teens, so you know? I'm no spring chicken. I just turned 34.
You look so good.
Which I don't want anybody out there that's my age or older being like... Don't say we're old.
Yeah,
I'm not
celebrate.
Saying we're old. You're right. It's beautiful. I'm just saying I'm an actor and there's a lot of pressure on us to keep looking fresh. So I'm trying to look my age, but good.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm trying to look my age, but good.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's great. Let's talk about lips. Oh, why don't we take a brickety break and then we're going to talk lips.
Ooh. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back. Okay. Lena, let's talk lips.
Yes.
Now, everybody wants healthy, moisturized mm-hmm. lips.
Yep.
And you do lips.
I do.
Would you say you do that the most out of all your things you do to people?
I think out of all the filler that I do, I think I do lip filler the most.
Yeah, it's
for sure.
And
yeah,
why do you think it's become such a trend?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it because of the Instagram?
Maybe Instagram. So I think it's partly social media. I think it's partly influencers, mm-hmm. Like celebrities who have popularized a certain look. But I think now the trend is going towards natural finally, which I love because that's just my style anyway.
What is it, Lena?
Oh, it's Lena Met Derm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And look at those lips.
It's super subtle.
Super subtle. Just a little surge of moisture and plumpness.
Yeah.
It looks like you put a good lip gloss on.
Exactly. We can go for a more dramatic look, but if you're looking for the really crazy look, don't come to me. But yeah, we can definitely do something a little more dramatic. If someone comes in asking for that, we can definitely do it. But I'm just really into just that tiny little smidgen of what you've lost over time, because we do lose lip volume as we age. And so then your lips start to flatten out, especially on your profile, and they start to look a little more dehydrated. So a little lip filler can really help with that. But it's interesting. I don't know if this happened to you, but for me personally and a couple other people I know, sometimes when you get lip filler, your lips can actually get more dry. Like, they look hydrated, but you get a little more dry. So you still have to take care of them and do, like, lip mask.
Right. You can't just get it and then not work anymore, honey.
Exactly.
This face is a constant work.
Yes.
Yes. Let's talk about the different types of fillers.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the one we always hear about is Juvederm. Juvederm. Kylie Jenner, Juvederm, Kylie Juve, Juvie Kylie. But there's other ones out there. So let's just run down the list.
Okay.
And then tell us, like, the difference between it.
Yes.
And the price difference, maybe.
Yes.
Just in general.
Yes. So,
what's the cheapest one?
I think, at least at our practice, the cheapest, quote unquote, one right now.
The least expensive.
Yes, is Volbella. And the only reason it's cheaper is because now comes in a full syringe, but it used to only come in like about half, a little over half a syringe.
So it's cheaper because there's less of it.
Less, exactly.
Right.
But that's a newer generation filler that's made by the same company that makes Juvederm. So for a while, that was my go-to because it gives you a really natural, subtle, hydrated look. But now I've changed to something else that I love. So going down the line, I think that's the cheapest one just because you get less.
So you would buy a half. So explain the syringes, how that works.
So it comes in a full syringe, which is 1 cc, which when you squirt all the filler out, like I've done this with expired filler, it's really not a lot.
Right.
It's very
little. I mean,
little.
A cc is small. Because don't they do breast implants? You always hear, like, I got 60, 40 cc something like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or when I watch Grey's Anatomy, they're like, I need 10 cc of bloody blah, stat. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know a lot about medical stuff. I don't know if
I
you know that.
So, yeah, you could literally fit it in a teaspoon. It's less than a teaspoon. It's teeny bit.
Yeah.
But it does what it needs to do, that teeny bit. So it typically does come in a full cc, but some products will come in less. So if you want to specify, usually that's up to your provider deciding how much they think you're going to need. If you have a smaller lip to begin with, you're not going to need as much. If you have a wider, bigger mouth, you're going to need a little more.
Steven Tyler would need a full cc, yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if he's done his lips.
I don't know.
I'm convinced everyone has at this point, so who knows?
Probably.
And what is it made out of?
Yeah, so lip filler specifically, most fillers made out of hyaluronic acid, which is like basically a man-made form of something that we naturally have in our bodies. So it's like a gel, a clear gel. And the reason we like hyaluronic acid gels for the lip is because it's very soft, number one. You don't want a hard filler in your lip. And number two, it's reversible, which is really nice. So if you like hate the result, God forbid, thankfully we have a reversing agent that we can inject to dissolve it, or if there were a complication or something like that. So I just stick to the reversible types. And then, so yeah, we didn't go through all the, did you want to go back to going through all the different types of fillers?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Juvederm is like the well-known one. It's thicker, it's more cohesive. So if you're looking to add quite a bit more volume or kind of work on maybe changing the shape of your lip a little bit, you can do Juvederm. It also gives you more pillowy look, I guess. It's not as structured.
Kylie.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So just think about her lips. And then Volbella is just, it's similar. It's very, very, very fine though. So that's good for people looking for just a teeny touch of volume or like hydration. And it's super subtle. So most people, when you get it, you're not going to notice a big difference. I do notice more swelling after that one specifically. So if you're going to get lip filler, make sure you talk to your provider about which filler you're getting and expect to be swollen, maybe bruised for a couple of days. And then, so that's that line, Juvederm, Volbella. There's also one called Velour now that's in between Juvederm and Volbella. I don't use that one much. I know a lot of other providers who do. It's a good product. And then there's the other company which makes the Restylane product. So there's Restylane Silk, which was like comparable to Volbella. It's super fine, but it swells a lot, I found. So it's not my favorite one for the lip. And then there's Restylane Refine, which is my new favorite for the lip. I love. The reason is it gives you a similar result to the Volbella, but almost like a little more structure and less prone to lumpy bumpy. Some people will get lumps and bumps from the fillers. So it kind of depends on like how it's injected, your muscle movements and things like that. But I've just found that a lot less complications with Restylane Refine. So I love that one. And then there's other fillers that I don't typically put in the lip, but there's a ton out there. So yeah.
There's so many options.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
And I know.
Some of those ones you get in all kinds of places.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can get them in the cheeks, the tear trough, the chin, the jawline. Some of these places are not technically FDA approved.
Under eye, right? Are there none for under eye yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, but everybody does it anyway.
Exactly.
Do you do under eye on people?
I do. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that because we're about to get to under eye. But real quick, I'm really surprised that no Nosy Nellies DM'd me and noticed that Lena put Restylane Refine in my lips. I did a half syringe and nobody fucking noticed. So I'm officially telling y'all that I've had a half syringe of Restylane Refine put in my lips. So take a look at my Instagram and see if you can tell when it happened. I literally was snapping photos of myself the day of and nobody noticed. Not nobody. My husband didn't notice. My best friend didn't notice. My parents didn't notice. My sister didn't notice. Nobody noticed. But I'm so happy.
Good.
I love it so much.
Yay.
And I'm going to keep doing it for the rest of my life probably.
Amazing.
So,
you kind of get hooked. So yeah.
So it's so subtle.
For some people, that's the goal. I don't want people to notice.
Yeah.
It's just for me.
It's for me.
So
and
I don't have to overline my
lips.
Exactly.
It just looks like I have great lipstick on now.
Right. And if that's your goal, then job done.
And
so,
I discussed it on Natch Butte a while ago when I had Meatball, the drag queen, on. She was saying, oh, I'm about to get my lips done. I said, oh, I am. Because remember, you were going to do mine over the summer.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about doing Volbella. Mm-hmm. And then everybody would DM me. Every time I put a photo up of my lipstick, people go, oh, did you do your lips? I even got some DMs, people going, hey, we're excited when you do your lips. It'll look great. So I'm happy that y'all are all happy for me. But like I said, Lena's going to do it for me. And then how does it work necessarily? The filler can over time help build collagen, right? And so eventually maybe you won't have to get it anymore or get it way less.
So we found that filler does stimulate collagen production because it's causing a little bit of maybe like a reaction. Your immune system is coming to the area and being like, what is this? It's filler. And then it lays down collagen. We don't really know how it works, but
right.
It happens.
How crazy.
I know. It's kind of amazing. So
freaky.
So a lot of people will notice as they continue to build their filler, so maybe getting it every year or every 6 months. If you continue with it, at some point you'll notice like, oh, I don't need to do this as often.
So I have a friend who hasn't done it in 4 years and you can't tell.
Oh, that's awesome.
But like, look at Kylie. Oh, Kylie said she, quote unquote, I don't know if she really did, but she said she stopped getting it, but she still has bigger lips than she had before, so something happened.
Yeah. So we don't think it really inflates the lips where they'll become like weird looking and deflated when it wears off. But yeah, it does something where it lasts longer.
I
don't think that happens typically if you just get it once and then you're done. I think it's more of something if you continue to do it, then it'll build up.
And how long does it last? I know it varies per person and per filler, but in general, if you went to see Lena right now and she put it in your lips, how long will you be looking puffed up and cute?
It really depends. I think on average about a year, depending on the product. But for some people, it's as little as 6 months, depending on your metabolism and other factors. So yeah, I usually say anywhere from 6 months to a year. And for some people, like your friend, it lasts way longer.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to say, but I would just say set your expectation for the 6 month to year range.
Cute.
Yeah.
Let's move up that face to the eyes.
Oh, yes.
We got a lot of questions about treating under-eye dark circles, which I'm very blessed and privileged that I don't have that problem.
Yeah, you're so lucky.
But it's a big issue. So what are some of the treatments that are available for that?
Yeah, so under-eyes are tricky because there's so many different causes for the dark circles. And
a lot of people just genetically have it.
Yeah. For some people, it's genetic. For some people, it's allergies. For some people, it's they're rubbing their eyes too hard. Other people, it's just their skin is very thin. And so all the blood vessels are showing up. So there's a lot of different causes. And you really want to evaluate what the cause is. For some people, it's volume loss. So that's when filler comes into play. I always get my fingers on like your orbital rim to feel on the bone if that's where you're losing volume. So you'll see people with a little indentation sometimes, and that's where you may be a good candidate for filler, and that will help to mask some of that darkness just because it's lifting the skin up off the blood vessels by creating, it's getting rid of the volume deficit. If you notice that, then you're a good candidate. But for other people, it's not that there's volume loss, it's just that their skin is thin. So to stimulate collagen, I really like microneedling with PRP, things like that, just natural ways to try to thicken the skin under the eyelid. And for some people, they may need to even go to something as drastic as like a CO2 laser, which we don't offer at Facile, but it's where they basically ablate, take off like that whole top layer of your skin, and that stimulates collagen too.
I want to do that.
So, no, don't. You do not
need
that.
No, I want
that.
To. No. I want a laser to just completely just descale me like an onion. I mean, turn it up all the way.
You do not need that. That's for like...
We'll see about that. I'm gonna Google it and go somewhere after this. Okay,
no.
I won't. You know I won't do that. You're the only one I let touch this moat from now on.
Good.
So tell us what PRP is and microneedling. I'm talking, let's go to the just layman of layman.
Yeah, okay.
What is that?
Microneedling is this little handheld device. There's all sorts of devices out there, but they're all basically the same. They have teeny, teeny little needles on the end that vibrate, and we just go across your skin with those needles. And what that does is it creates these tiny little holes or channels in your skin. And so that needle is penetrating down to the dermis, which is the deeper layer of skin where collagen is formed. And so those little injuries are causing your immune system to come to the area, heal the skin, and lay down new collagen without forming scar tissue.
Fuck, discovered that.
Yeah,
that's
insane.
When you hear it, it's insane.
They've been doing it in Asia for like ever.
Right.
So that's all the beauty stuff comes from there. I feel like
I'm telling you. When I was in Japan, I've never seen more beautiful skin in my life.
I know.
I was having my breath taken away. I appreciate it. They don't fuck around with the sun.
Yeah, they're way ahead of their time.
You ever see ladies wearing gloves driving in L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Umbrella.
They
know,
are committed to their craft. I'm here for it. I'm here
it's
for
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
And then we appropriate and make it our own. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So thank you. We appreciate that. Yes. Tell us what PRP is.
PRP. So PRP is where we draw your blood, we spin it down. And
what does that mean?
Well, so we put
what
it in
does spin
little...
your blood mean? That sounds crazy.
We put it into this little machine called a centrifuge that's specifically designed to basically it just does that. It like spins in a circle, and eventually the blood cell, the red blood cells separate from the platelet-rich plasma, which is like this...
The PRP,
yes,
honey.
Yes, this like light yellowish liquid, the liquid gold that's full of your own natural growth factors in those platelets. So growth factors, what those things do, they bring more collagen into the skin. So when we inject it, we apply it as we microneedle, it's penetrating down to the dermis and just bringing in even more collagen. So it just makes the whole treatment a lot more effective. It's been around for a long time as well. They've been using it in like dentistry, and they've been injecting joints and things with it. And then they started applying it to dermatology.
Because we're vain as hell.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And what is the, how often are you, do you, sh- is that different for per person? If I go do one, it's not going to do anything, right? You have to like, do a few of them?
Yeah, you should do a series. No, they're not.
Yeah.
So usually what I say is just get a series first of just plain microneedling and then add one on with PRP. And I think that's effective too.
I have a friend who said it completely filled her nasal labials in. Like it the whole, this whole area plump up.
It's possible. It's not that drastic for everybody. Everybody's results are different and how much collagen you can stimulate. But for some people, it is amazing. So, yeah, I think it's a really nice, safe option for the under eye because, again, with the under eye, if you overfill it or if you go wrong, it can look really bad.
I'm also really curious about, like, over time. I know it's a fairly new trend. And like you said, FDA hasn't technically approved the under eye filler. Right. So we don't know. But no judgment. Everybody do your thing. I'm not judging you at all. And I just told y'all I have my lips done. So I'm clearly here for this.
It kind of would act like a filler anywhere else in the face, because we have fillers approved for injection along the cheekbone. It's similar to that. We inject it right on the bone, typically in the tear trough area. So, but it can last a lot longer in the under eye because you do not move that part of your face. So,
well, speak for yourself. I love a good twitch, baby. I get really involved when I go dancing. I dance from the neck up. It's all about my face. But yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't really know. We'll see. I think it's safe, but the good news is there's dissolver. So I don't know. Some people still do the non-reversible fillers, like some providers and patients, but I'm just not.
That sounds pretty. You don't do that.
No, I don't.
That sounds pretty interesting.
A lot of those are older products. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, why use that if we have something reversible now? But not judging anybody again. This is like to each their own. Everybody has a preference of why they use different things, but I just personally don't.
Why don't we take our second break? And when we get back, we're going to talk wrinkles, baby.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we're back. One more question. While we're talking under eye.
Yes.
I've told you about my under eye texture.
Oh, yeah.
What do I do? Would PRP be good for me?
Yeah, I think so. It's good for anybody who's looking to improve their texture. It's just, it's tough because it's not like a miracle guarantee treatment.
Right.
Because it really depends on your own body's collagen stimulation. So it's not like Botox where I can say, yes, 100%, this is going to soften those lines. And this is, I can guarantee that this is going to make this better. So it's one of those things that you have to be willing to invest in it and try it and take the risk of it not working for you. And that's something I think just setting the expectation is important. So
that's very true. Yeah. Nothing's going to magically make you look, perfect overnight.
No. And I believe in the treatment. I love it. I love microneedling. I love PRP. I've had people have amazing results in the under eye, acne scarring, different things, but not, I'll have one or two people who are not wowed by it. And so that's just something you have to anticipate and just know my results might not be as good as someone else's.
Right.
So yeah, but I think it's a good, safe option.
Yeah. What do you feel about these at-home microneedlers? Should we all just stop messing around?
I don't know how I feel about them. Honestly, I'm like torn because it's such a good thing for your skin. You're stimulating collagen. The thing that I'm not so sure about is like how clean are these needles if you're having to reuse them. That's number one. Number, because like in the office, we always use a fresh pack of needles.
That makes sense. Because it says on mine, clean very thoroughly in between. And it has all these instructions. And I was like, it says, don't let anyone else touch it and all this stuff.
Yeah, you have to be so careful because.
So I shouldn't have done Chuchi's butt with it. I'm just kidding, obviously.
Gross.
Yeah. I would never do that to her.
No.
Chuchi doesn't need any treatment. You see her? She looks so
beautiful.
Young. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. No, yeah. So that's the one thing, just cleanliness and the bacteria.
Yeah.
Because it's going into your skin. You have to be careful. And then, like, also what you're applying afterwards. So after your microneedle, you have to be careful and use really gentle, sometimes non-botanical things, because these serums and creams are penetrating deeper, and some of them are not indicated. They weren't designed to penetrate open skin, so it could cause a weird reaction. So you have to be careful. And then the other thing is, are these needles going deep enough to really make a difference? We don't know.
Yeah.
Because if you're
How big are the ones you're sticking in people's faces? Mine's pretty thick.
Really?
Yeah. It's a 1 millimeter.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
They asked me which one I wanted, and of course I said, fucking prick me up, baby. I said, give me the biggest one you got. I said, give me the monster truck, okay?
I'm surprised they have that. That's interesting. Did you just get it like a regular store?
No, they sent it to me. Derma Roller. Like,
oh,
the
really?
Derma Roller brand.
They go
yeah.
that deep? Wow, I didn't know that.
It might go even deeper for all I know.
Do you bleed when you do
no.
it? No. Oh, okay.
I'm a tough-ass bitch, Lena.
Well, that's so weird because, well, see,
how good was I when you did me? How, be honest, how good
she
of a
was
patient?
Amazing,
did I
actually.
Flinch?
She did not flinch.
No.
She had like
beauty
a serene
is
smile.
Pain. Well, I had Chuchi in my arms.
I know.
But beauty
but
is
still,
pain.
You were amazing.
I'm a
well,
weak, I'm very weak, like mentally, physically,
yeah.
emotionally. But when it comes to beauty, I buck up. I buck the fuck up with beauty. You can
she
prick
did.
Me, stick me, bleach me, cream me, laser my cooch. I can
impressed.
Handle it. I can handle it all.
I was very impressed.
Okay, let's talk uneven skin tone.
Yes.
What do? We've discussed this a little bit. We talked about peels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uneven skin tone. So it really depends. Like if you have redness or brown spots, lasers can be really good for uneven skin tone.
You know, I did Clear and Brilliance and I hated it.
Really? Wait, what happened with the Clear and Brilliance?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. It was the biggest goddamn. Of
oh,
course, I didn't
sad.
Go to Facile. I went to Laser
yeah,
Away.
But still.
Fuck you, Laser Away. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling y'all out. Fuck you. Laser Away's con artist. If you want con artists to inject you, go there. Okay. Because it was the opposite experience of Facile. I walk in and they literally go, oh, you could do your lips and chin.
Oh my God.
I was like, what? I've never even thought about doing my fucking lips or chin. Like, they're con artists. They prey on people.
Oh, that's
and if you
terrible.
Check their Yelp, they'll agree. So anyway, go to Facile. It's right down the street in Pasadena and they're much nicer. Okay, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Skin tone.
Yes.
The Clear and Brilliant. Yeah, a Clear and Brilliant is like a very safe, mild laser.
Yeah. I did three of them, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if maybe they didn't turn it up enough. I don't know.
You know, pigment is tough. It's so stubborn.
Right.
So like,
mine is stubborn.
Yeah.
As fucking Scorpio, a Taurus. My melasma is
since a Taurus.
Is as,
I know.
I'm married to a Taurus.
Oh,
I
really?
Know. Yeah.
Me too.
You are too?
Yeah.
Cute.
We should have a double date.
I know. Well, then they'd just be stubborn in the corner and you and I would go off having fun. Stubborn melasma. Is this melasma? You see it? I didn't wear any makeup today for you.
I can't see it from here. We'll have to look.
Help me, Lena!
It's hard. This lighting. Oh, my God. This lighting, I can't really see. It doesn't look like typical melasma. It looks like more like hyperpigmentation.
So what's the difference? Because I keep throwing the M word around like I have a damn PAC. I don't know.
It's a tough distinction. Melasma is classically usually on the upper lip, the cheeks, the forehead. You'll see it's more like an interesting like modeled and very distinct. Yours is more, I don't know, it blends in with your skin more. I'm wondering if it was from that chemical peel.
I'm telling you, it...
It could have been.
It really did a number on me.
Yeah, it could have been. Some people.
But what do we do? Help me!
We could do, since laser didn't really make a big difference for you, and you're prone to hyperpigmentation, a peel specifically for hyperpigmentation.
Yeah.
So my favorite one is the Cosmolon, but it's intense. Like, you have to plan for it.
Oh, like you have to take a week of work off?
Yeah, so you'd be fine. But
they're going to stare at me in here. I don't care.
So for 10 days, you'll be like red,
oh,
peely.
Shit.
But it's great. And you get this like kit to take home that you do for a couple months after with some fading creams.
Oh, God.
But that one is pricey and we do have to order it per
How much is it?
Person. I think we charge
$1,200. Damn,
yeah.
Gina!
Yeah. so it's an
investment. We're not going to do that.
It's kind of like a...
I just bought a car. We're not going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an investment if you're like really pissed about your hyperpigmentation.
But like, I don't have that much.
No,
it's just on my chin.
You don't. But that's the thing. Sometimes, even if it's really light, it can be super stubborn.
No, it's really obnoxious because I like to not wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I take a photo in the car... It looks like I have a brown beard on in the photo.
I've never noticed. It doesn't...
Filters,
I think
filters. And sometimes I face-tune, I color my darkness over.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's really...
You need to... We need to look at this again in the office sometime.
Oh, yes. Next time I'm there, you can scrape me up or something.
We could also do like a series of milder chemical peels with hydroquinone, but then you have to do a series. You have to do like at least three.
Yeah.
So we could try that, but again, it's like...
What if it doesn't go
away? It might not, and we need to get you on an at-home
regimen.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we'll do that. Let's talk wrinkles.
Yes.
Can you tell us how Botox works? Because it's very crazy. It's very
crazy.
Science fiction almost. So tell us, what is Botox? How does it work? And we've already discussed the unit thing, but tell us about units and like the typical amount people get and the places people get it and all that stuff.
Yes. So Botox has been around for a while now.
It has, but it only became super popular because I feel like people know about it now. I used to do eyelashes on people.
Uh-huh.
I've done eyelashes on actresses in their 40s and 50s. They were like, I've been doing it since I was 25. I've been doing it since I was 29. So it's been around.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool the way it was discovered, too. Actually, it was like a derm married to an eye doctor, and the eye doctor was injecting someone for their, like, they had an eye disorder where the muscle was causing the eye to twitch, and then the patient was like, oh, my wrinkles are gone. So they came in demanding the other side be done, and then voila, Botox was born.
So once again, an off-label use, because Botox is also used to treat migraine headaches and other,
and
like you said, like muscle issues. Yeah.
Yep. So it's on label for that now, but it basically just causes like a blockage of a signal from your muscle to your nerve. Your brain can't communicate to that muscle to move anymore. So it relaxes.
Isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
What I assumed was you inject something in your face and it like makes your skin relax or just smooths out your wrinkles, but that's not what happens.
No.
It goes into your brain and your brain turns the signal off for that muscle to move.
Well, it goes into your muscle.
Right. Okay.
And it stays right there.
Yeah, okay.
But it doesn't go all the way to your brain.
This is why you're here.
Yeah, no, we're not injecting the brain. But yeah, the brain is signals. So the signals turn off. And so really, it's best for areas that the wrinkles are being caused by muscle movement. And so those areas are like the crow's feet around the eye, because we have this like circular muscle that's squeezing the eyelid shut, and that's causing those lines. If you take a piece of paper and keep folding it, eventually you're going to have a crease there. And so you don't want to treat just the crease, because that's not going to get rid of the issue. You need to treat the folding. You need to stop the muscle movement. So that's a popular area, the area between the brow. People call the 11 lines, like when you furrow your brow. And then when you raise your brow, that's a big muscle called the frontalis, and that you get the little lines in your forehead. That's usually where people start noticing is there, and then the 11 lines. And then we do, again, off-label stuff, of course, in the lower face, the more fun stuff, the neck and around the mouth.
You Botox your damn neck?
Yeah.
For what?
It's amazing.
What does it do?
It tightens your neck.
Oh,
and it kind of gives you...
I need that?
You're not there yet. If you wanted to do it preventatively, you could, but...
So then there's that whole thing of preventative.
Yes.
So
exactly.
you get it before you
yes.
have a wrinkle,
yes.
and then you can...
Prevent it. So
yeah.
People, they did studies on twins, and the twin who started getting Botox early in her life had a lot fewer wrinkles.
When you say early, they Botox in like a 10-year-old or what do you mean?
No, I don't even know when
yeah.
they started. I don't remember,
okay.
to be honest. But most people now, not most, but a lot of women and men now are starting in their 20s.
Yeah.
I started when I was like 23, but I wasn't religious about it. I would just get it like every 6 months or so. And it is preventative, which is really cool. It's been like an amazing treatment. That's one of my favorite things to do.
And again, it's done in units.
Yeah.
And most places charge you a certain amount of money per unit.
Per unit, yes.
And then, so let's just say if you were going to do a forehead wrinkle, I know that's very general. Like how many units would that take?
Yeah.
I know it varies.
Yeah. Units are a little different than syringe, what we talked about,
right.
the lip filler. Usually, let's say forehead you wanted to treat will be around 10 units or less.
Right. Because you're very conservative. I can't even tell you. They put 40 units in my face at Laser Way.
Yeah.
Me. Look at me. I'm beautiful. Can you believe
you
that?
Are.
No.
So that's, typical. Some muscles are stronger. The 11 lines, the average is like 20 units. And then the crow's feet, it really depends on how strong your muscles are. But yeah, someone like you or me, we don't need as much, especially if you, that's the other cool thing. If you start,
if you start early,
you don't need as much. You're like a cheap date. You don't need a lot of Botox.
So I have here, who is a candidate for Botox? You're saying pretty much anybody.
Yeah, pretty much anybody. Unless you're pregnant, you can't, or you have a neuromuscular disease, MS.
Can people with sensitive skin get Botox?
For sure, yeah. It's not going to cause. It's so rare for anybody to have an allergy or reaction to it. Knock on wood, I've never had anybody have a reaction. Usually you'll have like little pink mosquito bite looking bumps for about 5 minutes. They'll go down, and some people will get like a little bruise. I mean, you can't guarantee not getting a bruise. Most people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how long does it last?
Yeah, so usually anywhere from 3 to 6 months, depends on the
person,
again.
That's the one thing about it. It's a rich man's game.
Yeah.
Because it does not last on me.
It doesn't last.
3 months tops.
Yeah,
so
yeah, 3 months is the average.
If you do the math, you're dropping a couple hundy every 3 months. Mm-hmm. So it's a rich man's game.
Yeah. I do have some people, though, that will come in like once a year for their birthday. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because it's preventative.
So it's not going to make your lines any worse if you do it. And then you're like, oh, I can't afford to keep up with it.
Right.
You can just do it whenever you want to.
For anybody out there who isn't interested in getting their wrinkles injected with Botox, or we didn't even talk about D-Sport, the other one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same thing, basically.
What are some other treatments for wrinkles, or maybe some products you like, or treatments for somebody wanting to take a little different approach? Do you have any?
For people that want to go the natural route, I love the microneedling PRP, because we're not putting anything into your skin. It's just your own natural collagen. And then, of course, stuff at home. So sunscreen's number one, SPF 30 or higher every single day on whatever's exposed. Two would be a retinoid, which there's a million out there. My favorite one over the counter is called Sente Biocomplete Serum. So you can get that online or at a distributor. So we have it at our office. And then the fun stuff like the glycolic acids you can add on later. Antioxidants like vitamin C is really good. But really the two most important workhorses are sunscreen and a retinoid, I would say.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We've already hit an hour, and we still have all of the honey's questions to get to, and they're so exciting. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a part two.
Ooh.
Because we got too much to talk about. So why don't we wrap up by you telling us where we can find you on social media, where we can find you if we want you to stick our face with something, or rub a cream, or do a PRP, or just tell us where we can find Lena.
So you can find me on Instagram at Lena Metderm, LenaMetderm.
And you love DMs, right?
I do, yeah. So feel free to DM me with all your questions. And then you can find me if you want to see me in person. In Pasadena, our office is on Lake Avenue, and it's right next to Soul Cycle, if you know where that is.
Yeah, and there's a lemonade there.
Yes.
There's a lot of beautiful stuff. So you can call Facile Pasadena, ask for an appointment with Lena, and then you can do a consultation. Are the consultations free?
No, the consultations are, I think, $125 maybe, but that goes towards your treatment.
Yeah.
So even if you decide not to do a treatment that day, it would go towards a treatment in the future.
Right, and that's any treatment that Facile does.
Yeah, besides facials, because I don't do the facials, our esthetician does, and they're amazing too. So,
oh, I'm
sure.
Definitely.
All right.
Well,
check them out.
Why don't we wrap up? And I'm gonna keep you here all damn day. I don't care that you're pregnant. Okay, I'm gonna work you like
a
horse.
I am loving this.
Oh, I am too. And the questions are my favorite part.
Mine too.
So tune in for part two with Lena Metcalf.